The Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing a beautiful ballad setting of the Star-Spangled Banner. We're very fortunate to have the Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing with us live today in Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. And welcome and thank you for joining Iowa Public Radio today. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming. The Air Force Woodwind Quintet is a component unit of the U.S. Air Force Band, which is a 65-piece ensemble located on the Scott Air Force Base in the St. Louis area. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, and we're on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. And this is Iowa Public Radio's Classical Music in the Afternoon, and Kurt Snook is letting us storm Studio One with the help of IPR's Phil Moss and Tony Daner. We're going to be bringing you selections performed by the Air Force Woodwind Quintet, and they are performing a full concert tonight at 8 at Davis Hall on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. And after driving through some very nasty weather on Sunday, the Air Force Woodwind Quintet performed last night in Ames on the ISU campus. Tomorrow, they're going to be coaching some students in Webster City. And on Thursday night at 6, they'll be presenting a concert at the Des Moines Arts Center as part of the Arts Center's Academy Award-nominated short film series. We're very fortunate to have joining us in IPR Studio One this afternoon the five talented musicians from the Air Force Woodwind Quintet: flutist senior airman Rachel McClary, staff sergeant Jennifer Cost on oboe, clarinetist senior airman Craig Buying, master sergeant Peter Hensel on French horn, and senior airman Sarah Gehring on bassoon. So let's get started first by meeting senior airman Rachel McClary, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Rachel.
Well, I am originally from Newark, Delaware, and I've been playing flute for about 22 years. I started when I was 5 years old, and I've been with the Air Force Band for 4.5 years now.
And you went to the Hart School of Music?
I did, in West Hartford, Connecticut.
And also, you've been a featured soloist with several ensembles and also participated in some festivals.
I have. I've been in music festivals in Houston, Texas, and also I got to participate in a 6-week festival in Salzburg, Austria one summer, which was a very cool experience.
And you soloed with the Miami String Quartet?
I have. While I was at Hart, I got to do that.
What did you play?
I played the Mozart quartet in C major for flute, and then it was violin, viola, cello.
And you also soloed with the Newark Symphony Orchestra?
I have. I did that my senior year in high school. I played the Reinecke Concerto.
And then also you've won several prizes?
I have. I was the winner of the Delaware Austrian American Flute Competition and also the Chicago Flute Competition.
So when you're in the Air Force Band of Mid-America, does that mean you have to have competitions there?
Not so much. Once you win the audition, you're kind of in, and then it's just your job to play with the various ensembles.
So what led you to join the U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America, Midwest Winds Woodwind Quintet?
Well, when I graduated from college, my teacher handed me a flyer for an audition for the Air Force Band up in Massachusetts. She said it was 2 hours drive for me to audition, so I had really no excuse not to go, and they offered me the job, and I took it.
And how has the experience been?
It's been really great. I've gotten to play with a lot of really amazing musicians, and I've gotten to see a lot of the U.S. and also parts of Europe, too, touring with the band.
A wonderful way to see the world and to see America and provide wonderful music as well. Well, let's continue by meeting another member of the U.S. Air Force Woodwind Quintet, soloist Staff Sergeant Jennifer Cost. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jacqueline. I've been in the Air Force for 9 years, and I met my husband in the Air Force, and he is a trombone player staying at home with our two kids. And I think that is pretty much defining me as a musician right now, my two kids.
Are they musicians as well?
Oh, indeed. They can belt out all the Frozen songs that you want.
I see. How about the military songs? Do they know those?
Do they know the military songs too? Oh, of course they do. And they'll stand up and sing the anthem anytime we do.
And do you get them to help you make reeds, Jennifer?
Absolutely not. I guard those with my life and often have to lock myself in my room when they are around.
Well, tell us about some of the ensembles you've played with before you joined the United States Air Force.
Before the Air Force, I did my graduate studies at the University of Colorado in Boulder. And so I got to participate quite a bit in the Colorado Music Festival there at Chautauqua, which is just a host to all kinds of really amazing musicians. I played a lot of chamber ensembles there. And I was with the Natchez Opera Orchestra back in Louisiana when I was living in Louisiana. And, you know, that's probably a good summation of what I did before the Air Force.
Well, you guys are going to play now for us a quintet, a couple movements from a Beethoven quintet. Tell us a little bit about this work and how it got originated.
This is actually was originally an octet that Beethoven wrote very early in his career. It wasn't published until he passed away, after he passed away. And so what you're going to hear is a lot of, not immature, but some abrupt Beethoven. And while it does have a later opus number, it's only because he decided it wasn't that important to him to publish. And he even arranged it for a string quintet at some point later, or right after he wrote the octet. So that's what got published. And that's what a lot of people had gotten used to hearing. Mordecai Rechtman, a wonderful bassoonist, arranged this for woodwind quintet. And we'll be playing just the first and the second movements.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be hearing next the first and second movements from this marvelous Beethoven quintet today.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was wonderful. The Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing the first two movements from Rechtmann's arrangement of Beethoven's Quintet at E-flat, Opus 4. And we're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. And I wish we could have a Woodwind Quintet every day here. It's a marvelous opportunity just to hear them warming up and getting ready to play and getting to meet them. It's been a wonderful opportunity and a great honor to have you here. Well, let's hear from another member of the United States Air Force Woodwind Quintet, clarinetist Senior Airman Craig Byng. And Craig, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I play clarinet in the Air Force, and I've only been at Scott Air Force Base in my Air Force career so far. My dad was also in the Air Force in public affairs, and he was a DJ back in the early 70s, I think. And so it's kind of neat to carry on the tradition of being in the Air Force and doing something related to public affairs, and in this case, playing music for the band.
Now, I read somewhere that you love collecting records. So did your dad help inspire you with this, or you sort of inherited his collection?
Well, I started with his collection, and then from then I kind of grew to music that I like instead of, you know, just stuff back from the 70s, and now it's gone on and getting bigger and bigger and collecting dust, or sometimes it'll come out on a Friday night, so.
Oh, maybe you have to put a new wing on the house for your collection.
Yeah, my wife will love that.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You went to University of South Carolina, and then you got advanced degrees as well.
I went to South Carolina for my undergraduate degree, as did several other clarinetists in the Air Force, actually. And it's funny because we're all separated by about 2 years. So there's another clarinet player who graduated 2 years after me, and then another clarinetist 2 years after him, and we're all in the Air Force in now different bands. And then I went to Stony Brook for my master's degree and did DMA work there as well. So I lived on Long Island for about 7 years teaching and earning those degrees.
And you also have your part of your doctorate as well.
Yes, yes. So after I got my master's, I stayed at Stony Brook, and I've been studying with Alan Kay, and I've all but finished the doctorate. I have one more recital, and at some point the Air Force is going to let me go back and finish that degree.
Well, we hope you get that done. Don't forget about it. And you did this Bang on the Can marathon. That sounds like an interesting experience.
I did. Being so close to New York, you get the opportunity to work with different musicians. And Stony Brook is very contemporary music oriented. So one summer, I had the opportunity to play in their 24-hour marathon concert. And luckily, we had an earlier set, but they had concerts that started at 4 in the afternoon and went all the way to 4 in the afternoon the next day. So there were people there at 2 a.m. for their 15-minute set. But it was a really great opportunity and a good way to meet musicians from all over New York that I never would have gotten the chance to play with. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about this next work, the opening movement that you're going to be performing. And this is... This one is actually a woodwind quintet.
Yes, this was originally written for the five instruments that are in the studio now. And Klughardt is a composer that doesn't get a lot of play by anything but woodwind quintet. And there is a cello. I was asking another member of the group, but I think that there's also a cello concerto that Klughardt does get performed. But this is a really great piece of romantic repertoire for the Woodwind Quintet. Everyone gets a chance to play these beautiful melodies. And in this particular movement, it really features the different colors that the Woodwind Quintet can get, playing really loud together and sort of march-like, all the way to getting really soft with just the clarinet, oboe, and flute making these colors. And then the bassoon comes in and gets to sing through like a cello line. So it's really a lot of fun to play it with everybody in the group here.
Well, let's hear now that first movement from the Quintet, Opus 79.
Thank you.
A wonderful performance by the U.S. Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing there for us. The first movement from Klughardt's Quintet, Opus 79, the Allegro Non Troppo. We're very fortunate to have this amazing quintet here with us today, and this is a live broadcast from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. Well, let's hear from another one of the U.S. Air Force Woodwind Quintet members, Master Sergeant Peter Hensel on French horn. And earlier he told me that he wasn't allowed to say more than his name and rank and all this kind of stuff. So this may be a short little chat. I don't know. But he's a Midwestern guy, so we know that he's used to winters like we're having right now. Thank you so much, Craig, for being here, or Peter, for being here today. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you very much. We're delighted to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Wisconsin, but you ended up going out east to go to school.
Yes. Well, I come from a musical family. And I think from a young age, an inspiration for me was my grandfather. He was a member of the Minneapolis Symphony and was actually hired by Eugene Ormandy. Three trombone players auditioned, and back in those days, early 30s, my grandfather was hired. And I would see photographs of the orchestra and in their tails and the noble and resplendent looking, it swept me off my feet. And my mother as well encouraged me and spoke about the French horn in particular as being the hardest instrument. So I thought, wow, that would be an undertaking. I want to try the French horn. But we all started with piano lessons from a young age and sang in our little school where my father was the teacher and in our church, and it sort of had a chorale upbringing, German chorale upbringing. So that carried on through eventually a decision and to go into music school and was pointed in the right direction to go to Pittsburgh and study with legendary Forrest Stanley, who's got horn students scattered all over the United States, if not further, and just kept going from there.
And not only did you play horn, but you also have been singing. You've been performing in choruses, and you've been performing in orchestras as well.
Yes. The earliest experiences were singing in our little one-room country schoolhouse and those things seemed natural and organic, and they stayed with. And I think at some point I became aware and increasingly aware that you've got to try to have a singing approach to playing your instrument, even if it's a percussion instrument, because that's where it springs from. And if you get beyond the complexities and maybe hang-ups of technique and mechanics and machinery that is, in this case, a French horn in one's hands, it simplifies things to try to emulate the voice. And I think the best music making happens when we can emulate the human voice. And so after a fair amount of time on the French horn, also sought out vocal opportunities, singing opportunities again, just to stay in touch with that, not just to think about it, but do it and digest it and carry it. And fortunately, in St. Louis, where we are based, there are some wonderful groups, and I sing with one of them as much as I can, the St. Louis Chamber Chorus. It's a wonderful a cappella group, and they sing anything and everything and wonderfully led. So it's really fantastic to keep sharp with opportunities in the public.
Tell us about this Poulenc piece that you're going to be performing next. You're going to do three movements from this suite.
Yes, it really goes back to the life of Marguerite de Valois. She was the wife of who eventually was crowned Henry IV in the mid-16th century France. And in 1935, a playwright in Paris asked Poulenc and another composer to write incidental music for a two-act play about her life. So Poulenc consulted with some volumes of Renaissance music, I guess he was directed that way by Nadia Boulanger, his teacher, the great Nadia Boulanger. And so he consulted with some volumes of Renaissance dance music that were edited by a violinist and composer of Marguerite's day. So he set that to music, and known as a neoclassical composer, this is actually his example of neo-Renaissance music. So it's seven movements. We're going to do three of them today.
Thank you. Well, let's hear those next.
Thank you.
The Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing three movements from a Renaissance-inspired French suite by Poulenc. And thank you so much. That was brilliant. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus, and it's just been a great honor to have the Air Force Woodwind Quintet with us today. And before we get to their last number, we'd like to hear from another U.S. Air Force Woodwind Quintet member, Senior Airman Sarah Gehring on bassoon. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah. And I don't think you're an average bear bassoon player. You've had a lot of different experiences. Tell us about those.
Well, hi, Jacqueline. Yeah, I guess you could say I have. I've joined the Air Force just a little over 2 years ago now. I'm at Scott Air Force Base. I was very fortunate to get a chance to do my master's at Indiana. And while I was there, I got to study violin making, actually, for a year. A lot of even the music school students don't even know it's way up there in the top of the round building. But that was way up in the top. Everybody forgets about it. But I had a really great teacher there. I was kind of interested in bassoon repair before that, so then I found the shop up there and just had to do it. Didn't quite get my first fiddle done. I've got a form with a rib structure on it, and at some point I've got to get my top wood joined and put it, maybe once I if I get to retire from the Air Force, I'd just love to take a month or two and finish that up, but yeah.
So reed making wasn't enough for you. You had to make a violin too.
Well, it was great studying with him, because boy, those guys know how to get their knives sharp, so.
And you also did, you made lutes as well?
Luthier is what you call a violin maker, or a guitar maker. They're luthiers, yes.
Okay, and you repaired lutes. And you also did something with a technician with bassoon holes and something like that?
Yes, I was very fortunate. Before I joined the Air Force, I spent a few years working with Jim Keys just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, just a probably the most knowledgeable man about the bassoon and acoustics. And he had worked with the legendary bassoonist Arthur Weisberg and had found where the real register holes on the bassoon need to be. I could go into a huge spiel about acoustics right now, but I won't bore your listeners with that.
Oh.
But yeah, we put extra holes in the bassoon and put a lot of extra key work on there. And it was a lot of fun. I learned so much from him.
Well, bassoon and oboe both are technically, I know that earlier we found out that the French horn is really supposed to be the hardest instrument, but we've also heard that the bassoon and the oboe are very difficult with different fingerings and all sorts of amazing things that you have to know.
Yeah, there's a lot, I could tell you.
Okay, well, you also perform with the Rome Festival Orchestra, and you've played in a chamber orchestra with the Toledo Symphony.
Yes, ma'am. About 10 years ago, I got the opportunity to spend a month of my summer in Rome performing, and they paid for us to go around and see all this stuff in the city. So I've been to the Vatican. I've been blessed by the Pope, which that was something I never thought would happen. And that city was just so amazing. It was once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah.
So when you became blessed by the Pope, that was how you became made the band of Mid-America Airmen of the Year last year? The Pope got you in? Or no?
I don't think so.
Oh. So what do you have to do, like polish all the brass instruments? How did you get this award?
I just thank my supervisor for that. I don't know. I just try to fit in with everybody. And
well, you're going to play now an armed service medley. Tell us just briefly about this big favorite. I'm sure everybody loves this piece.
Oh, yes. This is one of my favorites to do on a live performance. We can see all the veterans stand for their service song. We're going to play the Army song, then the Marine song, followed by the Navy, the Coast Guard, and we save the best for last. We'll end with the Air Force song.
All right. Thank you. The Air Force Woodwind Quintet performing the Armed Surface Medley. And thank you so much. That was wonderful. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. And it's been marvelous to have the five members of the Air Force Woodwind Quintet with us today. And that performance and our whole performance today featured flutist, Senior Airman Rachel McCleary from Newark, Delaware, Senior Sergeant Jennifer Cost from Lafayette, Louisiana on oboe, clarinetist Senior Airman Craig Buying from Middleton, New York, Master Sergeant Peter Hensel from Melrose, Wisconsin on French horn, and Senior Airman Sarah Gehring from Springfield, Ohio on bassoon. It was a delightful performance, and thank you all for sharing the Armed Service Medley with us, as well as the great music of Beethoven and Klughardt and Poulenc. And you can still hear this marvelous group performing. Tonight, they are going to be on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls, performing at 8 o'clock tonight at Davis Hall in Cedar Falls at the UNI campus. And that's in the Gallagher Blue Door. And this performance is free and open to the public. And tomorrow, they're going to be doing educational outreach at Webster City in the school system there. And on Thursday night, they're also going to be presenting a concert at 6 p.m. prior to the Des Moines Arts Center's Academy Award-nominated animated film short series. So some great opportunities to hear them perform. We hope you'll take that opportunity to hear them perform. And to find out more details about the U.S. Air Force Band of America Woodwind Quintet, please see bandofamidamerica, that's all one word, .af.mil, and click on the Midwest Winds icon. And this has been a sneak peek of their concert this afternoon, coming to you live from Iowa Public Radio's Studio 1 on the UNI campus. Just ahead on Iowa Public Radio Classical this afternoon, we'll be featuring more music presented by Iowa Public Radio's Barney Sherman. And program thanks for today's Air Force Woodwind Quintet presentation goes to our marvelous musicians, as well as to Iowa Public Radio's Phil Moss, Tony Daner, Nick Carlo, and Al Scherz. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and we've had the great honor today of presenting members of the United States Air Force Woodwind Quintet here on Iowa Public Radio Classical. So thanks for listening and joining us. We're going to close the hour with a jig from Gorb's French Dances Revisited. This is a performance that features the U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America Chamber Winds under Captain Donald Schofield, Jr.